This is the PropTech VC Podcast. We give you unique insights into how innovative technologies are disrupting real estate. We interview top entrepreneurs, investors, and knowledgeable experts to share the inside scoop in this fast-moving industry. It's hosted by leading PropTech VC, Zane Jaffer. Let's dive into today's content.
Yes. Obviously, you have a fund for property tech companies. You talk to a lot of CEOs, a lot of companies in the space. I'm just curious what your general thoughts are on, you know, where would you see the trends in the property tech? Where do you think the most disruption might happen? What I meant by investors is specifically kind of focusing on the, you know, on the real estate investor market. Could be institutional, could be individual.
Yeah. Yeah.
As opposed to like, you know, just like Zillow targeting home buyers.
Right. Zillow is an iBuyer, which, by the way, I do like that model too.
Yeah.
See where they'll go. So look, you know, I've set up a PropTech VC fund because there's just so much opportunity throughout PropTech. I think the area you're in right now with property acquisition is very interesting. And you're focusing obviously on the smaller investor. It's very difficult if you're a private equity fund. So I also am a partner in a private equity fund called Bluefield Capital. We've bought about $1.5 billion worth of real estate over the last 6 years. And there aren't really a lot of tools and technologies that help you here as well. I think a big opportunity is actually for the private equity funds themselves to build a lot of data and go out and acquire at large, large scale. I think I've seen one fund emerge called Skyline. And they are quite difficult to figure out exactly how they work. It's sort of a black box. But their pitch is basically, we're a private equity fund. We have cutting edge AI. We are able to analyze the market, pull data from so many sources, and basically use machine learning to bid on properties. And I do think there's promise in that. I actually think it's a pitch right now. I don't think it's actually concrete enough. But you've got to understand my background. See, I founded Vungle, and Vungle was all about helping developers buy users. So in the advertising industry at the time when I started Vungle, people were buying on a per view basis. We'll put a video ad out there and we'll pay per view. There was no focus on performance. I'm a huge believer that you need to use AI and you need to focus on performance. So with Vungle, we flipped the model on the head. We actually changed the pricing model where it would be about buying users. I don't care how much you spend on a view. I don't care how much you spend on a click. I'm going to build a product for you that if your user is worth $10, you can spend $7 on our platform to buy that user. Doesn't matter how many views or how much the views cost. The view could cost you $20. It doesn't matter. If the user makes you more than that, that's the key. I actually think that approach can be really powerful in real estate. Right now, it's the huge, huge hundreds of billions of dollars under management type of firms that have real technology. You're talking about the Blackstones, you're talking about the KKRs. Those institutional investors have built technology internally. There is this big gap in the market with private equity investors. Most of the private equity investors still today run their entire business on spreadsheets. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Just on spreadsheets. They're not even using tools like you're using. And those guys are seeing so much value in what they do. They don't need to. There's no push right now. There's nothing pushing them to go and invest in building technology infrastructure. So when I joined forces with Bluefield Capital, the opportunity for me was very exciting as a tech entrepreneur to join a private equity fund, bring technology to real estate and just explode it with opportunity. So I'm actually implementing this model right now where there's no single one area, but there's a huge spectrum of areas. So what we do is with this VC fund we've set up is we invest in startups that can improve the NOI of our actual portfolio. If we can bring in technology and we can improve even rents by a few dollars, that has a big impact to the bottom line. And if we can improve that on one unit, wow, we can scale that out across our entire portfolio of thousands of units. We have other partners too we invest with that have tens of thousands of units under control, under management. So the first opportunity is any technology that can increase NOI, net operating income in a property is great. Right now, it's pretty much a tick box for everyone. I'm sure you do this on your platform too, right? Especially with the BRR model. Buy this property, rehab it a little bit, you know, bring in new countertops. And you know, improve the rents a little bit, do some landscaping, do some interior design or whatever, you can improve things. Well, there's new technologies that are emerging that can do a lot more than that. There's a few things we're looking at right now too, that could really boost the NOI of a property, especially with, you know, shared services. So that's one. And then, like I said, with deal analysis, I think that's a huge opportunity, especially for the large PE funds. If they can take their technology and be more efficient at buying and bidding, that would be very, very powerful. Another big trend that I see now is with coronavirus, and I'm curious to see if there's been any shift in how DealCheck.io is doing things. But with COVID happening, it's forcing the industry to adapt. Every segment of real estate has been hammered since COVID has come in. You know, even multifamily, you can't necessarily have in-person tours anymore. So people are now suddenly adopting 3D virtual tours. People are building CRMs now. People are actually really investing in infrastructure there. Retail is, you know, who knows how retail is going to bounce back. Office, you know, we're investing in a company that is focused on contactless technology, where you can enter an office building just through facial recognition, having a device. In just 0.2 seconds, they can let you in and they can also scan your temperature. And companies right now are scrambling to figure out how do we comply with social distancing regulations and how do we make sure our environment is safe. So a huge spectrum of opportunities, which is why I've also started this show as well, to bring on interesting startups.